Zag Baruch. Zag Baruch. Very quick to halachot. I just want to speak about a very practical halacha. We have this every day, but also every Shabbat more practically. When is a person required to make a new beracha if he's putting on, let's say, his tzitzit for a second time in the same day, his talit, or he's putting on a different talit, for example? When would the Chachamim institute that we'd make a new beracha? So we know in the morning, let's take for Shabbat, for example. Person, he goes to Kanisa, he goes to the Beit Knesset, he puts on his talit, he says a bracha, he puts on the talit. Then afterwards he decides, let's say in the middle of Kanisa, he wants to take it off to go to the restroom. So of course, if he's taking it off with in mind right afterwards to put it back on, when he comes back out to put on the talit, he would not be required to make a new bracha. Or even, let's say, for example, in a case where the talit falls off of him, there's a discussion over there as well, but even like that, even if the talit falls off, according to halakha, person is allowed to put the talit back on, even without a bracha. When would the Chachamim institute a new bracha? In two examples. If, let's say, for example, the person puts on one talit, he comes to the kanisa, he puts on the talit, then he wants to go to the second kanisa. So he goes to another kanisa, he puts his talit away over here. When he goes to the second kanisa, he puts on a new talit. So when he's putting on that new talit, he makes a new bracha on that new talit, because his first bracha that he made on the first talit, he didn't have in mind the second talit that he was going to put on at the next kanisa. So therefore, that's example number one where you'd make a new bracha. Another example is, let's say, for example, a person, he takes off his talit, assumingly that he's done using his talit for the day. He says, you know what, I'm taking it off, I don't want to use it anymore. Then all of a sudden, what happens? They tell him, come back into this kanisa, or whatever, and he decides to put his talit back on again. So since he took his talit off with in mind that he was finished with it, now that he's putting it back on, he is required to make a new bracha, putting it back on all over again. And these are the two of the examples that a person would be required to make a new bracha on his talit on the same day. As long as within half an hour and you have intention to put it back on, you would, even if it's another shul. Another shul, even so. רבי חנן מקשר אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך, הרבה להם תורה מצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיר תורה וידיר.